This next poem is called Deer Dancer. And I've wanted to do something with this story for a long time, and I still don't think the story, I think there's still more to go in the story. But the poem, I think, is pretty much done. And it was a story that I was told in an Indian bar up in Milwaukee. What had happened, I guess, one Monday, it was probably a Monday night, you know, and it was even cold for the people there. And, you know, there's just a few guys there, you know, a few holdovers, you know, the guys that will still be there when the bar is long gone. And they said this beautiful woman came in one night. You know, just, you know, her beauty was like nothing that they had ever seen before. And they could figure out, they thought they knew what tribe she was, and they were trying to figure out what family. And, you know, all the eyes were on her. She walked over and bought a drink. And then she went over and put a quarter in the jukebox and went and played, of all songs, that song, Lucille. You know, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. And then got up on one of the tables and took her clothes off to the song. Well, I guess then what happened, the guys all ran over and put a ton of quarters in the jukebox and punched Lucille. But I don't know what happened after that. But I've always wondered about that woman and, you know, what had happened and why she had come in and put that particular song on. And I don't think that no one ever saw her after that. Deer Dancer. Nearly everyone had left that bar in the middle of winter except the hardcore. It was the coldest night of the year. Every place shut down, but not us. Of course we noticed when she came in. We were Indian ruins. She was the end of beauty. No one knew her, the stranger whose tribe we recognized. Her family related to deer, if that's who she was. A people accustomed to hearing songs in pine trees and making them hearts. The woman inside the woman who was to dance naked in the bar of misfits blew deer magic. Henry Jack could not survive a sober day, thought she was buffalo calf woman come back, passed out, his head by the toilet. All night he dreamed a dream he couldn't say. The next day he borrowed money, went home, and sent back the money I lent. Now that's a miracle. Some people see vision in a burned tortilla, some in the face of a woman. This is the bar of broken survivors, the club of shotgun, knife wound, of poison by culture. We who were taught not to stare drank our beer. The players gossip down their cues. Someone put a quarter in the jukebox to relive despair. Richard's wife dove to kill her. We had to hold her back. Empty her pocket of knives and diaper pins, buy her two drinks to keep her still, while Richard secretly bought the beauty a drink. How do I say it? In this language, there are no words for how the real world collapses. I could say it in my own, and the sacred mounds would come into focus, but I couldn't take it in this dingy envelope. So I look at the stars in this strange city, frozen to the back of the sky, the only promises that ever make sense. My brother-in-law hung out with white people, went to law school with a perfect record, quit. Says you can keep your laws, your words, and practice law on the street with his hands. He jimmied to the proverbial dream girl, the face of the moon, while the players racked a new game. Bragged, he told her magic lines, and that's when she broke, became human. But we all heard his bar voice crack. What's a girl like you doing in a place like this? That's what I'd like to know. What are we all doing in a place like this? You would know she could hear only what she wanted to, don't we all? Left the drink of betrayal Richard bought her at the bar. What was she on? We all wanted some. Put a quarter in the juke. We all take risks stepping into thin air. Our ceremonies didn't predict this, or we expected more. I had to tell you this, for the baby inside the girl sealed up with the lick of hope and swimming into praise of nations. This is not a rooming house, but a dream of winter falls and the deer who portrayed the relatives of strangers. The way back is deer breath on icy windows. The next dance none of us predicted. She borrowed a chair for the stairway to heaven and stood on a table of names and danced in the room of children.